The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. As we continue to read from the Sermon on the Mount from the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus continues with the sayings, you know, "You were told, but I say to you." And there is some significance in those words, "but I say to you." None of the prophets spoke in that way. None of the prophets claimed to be God and telling people what they should do. Usually, if you look and read some of the prophets in the Old Testament, they always started their prophecy by saying, "Thus says the Lord God." They recognize they're only the mouthpiece of God. They're relaying to the people what God had revealed to them. But that's not how Jesus speaks. He says, "I tell you." You were told, when he says "you were told," he's referring to the Mosaic Law, which the people held in highest, you know, respect and honor, that that's directly from God through Moses. And Jesus comes along and says, "I say to you." What Jesus is calling us to is to look at things in a different way. Jesus is not asking us to be just pacifists, just accepting, you know, persecution, accepting violence, and doing nothing about it. Jesus wants us to fight back. But the way we fight back is not evil with evil, violence with violence, but we fight back with love and with the truth. We stand up for what we believe in. We don't just, you know, go with the flow and join the rest of the world. And I think our first reading, the story of King Ahab and Naboth, is a great example. Just imagine the king and all the power he has, all the riches he has. That was still not enough for him. He wanted this small vineyard that Naboth owned. But Naboth could not let go of it because to him, that's what God has given him as his inheritance. You know, when the Israelites entered the promised land, they divided the land according to each tribe and each tribe according to each family. And those pieces of land were considered as God's gift for them. So it wasn't just a, you know, a business transaction. Why wouldn't Naboth take some money or take another piece of land and give it to the king? Because that was a gift from God to his family, to his ancestors, and he was not willing to let go of it. Now, Jezebel, who was a pagan, she didn't care about these things. To her, that didn't mean anything. So she devised this whole plan to get rid of Naboth so her husband can get his vineyard. King Ahab went along with it, and he took it over after Jezebel kind of did his dirty work. A lot of times, I think we go along with the world, with things of the world, although we say, "Well, I didn't do it, I didn't cause it," but we participate in it. We're called to be like Naboth, hold firm to our beliefs, hold firm to what God has given us and what's God called to each one of us. That's what Jesus says. Do not, you know, "You were told eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth, but I tell you, turn the other cheek."